Let's talk to Sonia, who's in London. Hello, Sonia.
Hello there.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Very good.
Caring. Lovely.
Yes. Absolutely right. Now, tell me what you want to talk about.
I would like to champion teachers. I don't think enough from the media is spoken about the good work and the recognition for teachers.
Okay.
They are the nation's childcare. Without teachers, there are no nurses, there are no bus drivers, there are no rail workers, there's no bidet.
Right.
And that's part of the job. That's absolutely fine. I was a secondary school teacher, two degrees, spent 8 years studying, and you kind of get into the job and wow, you are sucker punched. I was spending around £20 to £30 a month purchasing pens and equipment. And this is on a monthly basis. And if you spoke to most teachers, many do this.
Mm. Is that because there isn't enough stuff in the school?
It's a couple of things. There's not enough equipment in the school. You kind of have a budget of about £1,000 or £1,500 for a department of 6 to 10 teachers. Mm. That's for the year. That's all your photocopying. That's all your ordering books, textbooks, exercise books. That's all your pens.
Yeah.
So there isn't enough. Children aren't coming to school with pens. Sometimes wonderful parents out there, wonderful, beautiful people out there. However, there's some parents who don't parent. They're not checking their children have their equipment. So I was purchasing £20 to £30 worth of pens just to make sure the lessons.
To give to the kids?
Just to give to the kids.
Well, what percentage would you say of any class of, say, 30 people, how many of those kids would you say didn't have a pen?
Possibly around 10.
Right.
So that's
a lot, isn't it?
That's a third. It is a lot, and that's a lot of money.
I mean, when I went to school, heaven forbid you turn up without a pen.
Oh, shut up.
But nobody would have given me a pen if I didn't have one. I'd probably been made to sit in the corner.
No. I mean, to get the pen back, because the children often forget, it's not a deliberate thing, they'll go off or they'll take it for their next lesson because they don't have a pen all day.
Right.
They've got to go to the next lesson. I sometimes take a shoe. I can have a whole row of shoes at the front of my classroom to say, I want my pen back.
So you
get it back. I'm also paying for photocopying to be done as well.
Why are you paying for photocopying?
Because there just isn't enough money, and if I want my lessons to go really well...
Isn't there a photocopier in the school, though?
There is, but you only get it's all part of the £1,000 budget, or £1,500 budget per department.
Well, that's bonkers, isn't it?
That's the word, Mike.
But why do they run it like that? Because once you've got the photocopier, it doesn't actually cost you any money to photocopy things, apart from the purchase of the paper and the ink, does it?
Well, that's the thing. It does cost all of that, and that's very expensive for a whole school of 2,500 children that all need this photocopying done. So in the end, I was going out of the school and then go to my local photocopying machine shop and doing it myself because I wanted the lessons. I wanted the lessons done. And often there's textbooks. There'll just be one between two children.
Right.
There wasn't enough textbooks. But coming away from that, also, in my time of teaching, of which has been 20 years, and I have trained teachers too, I would say one third of secondary school staff are lesson supervisors and teaching assistants. They do not have qualifications. They do not, and this is a well-kept secret, and this is shocking. Many do not have the basic English and math GCSEs. And they're standing in front of a class. Now, you cannot say to a child, education is important, but hey, of course it isn't, because I'm not even qualified. I mean, I am. I mean, the person who's the lesson supervisor. You can have a third staff in secondary schools because teachers are walking out in droves, and I mean droves.
Why are they walking out?
It's about a 70-hour week.
How much do you get for that?
Starting on 20,000, 20 to 21,000. Now, I listened to a caller yesterday.
It's a bit more than that in some parts of London, though, isn't it?
When I was working there, no, and in Kent. And there's no overtime. There is absolutely no overtime. You'll do a 70-hour week. Let me just talk you through a typical...
Well, we haven't got all day, Sonia. I appreciate that you used to be a teacher, but I'm not one of your pupils, I'm afraid. So can you speed it up a bit? Tell me what your point is.
Oh, okay. I apologise.
Don't have to apologise. It's just that we've got a lot of people to talk to.
Oh, I beg your pardon. That was it. That was my main thing, to champion teachers.
Well, do you think they should be going on strike, is, I suppose, the question?
I never went on strike in my time of teaching because I was too worried about the children not passing their GCSEs.
Yeah.
However, if they don't strike, striking is that step before you leave.
Apparently it isn't, because loads of people are leaving without striking, aren't they?
Well, exactly. So I didn't strike and I did leave.
Yes.
So that's kind of...
And what do you do now, Sonia, instead?
At the moment, I'm running my business with my partner. I think it's a shame. I do have 2 degrees. But, it was just... Can I just... And this will take 1 minute, Mike.
There's somebody very nice called David who wants to speak to me from Nottingham. But if you want to use up that time, you've got a minute.
Right, thank you. So, this is what a teacher does. They get up, and everybody does this, I know this. You get up at 5 in the morning, you get to work by 6:30, you help with breakfast club because the children aren't fed at home.
What time does that start?
That starts about 6 o'clock in the morning.
Really?
And all the children will arrive, yes.
Seems a bit early.
Very early, very early. That's why the children are very exhausted by the time they leave.
Well, why don't you start breakfast club at 8 instead of 6?
Because the children are turning up at 6, because children are dropped off at school because the parents go to work.
Dropped off?
They're dropped off at school,
Well, all the schools that I've ever dropped my children off at don't have breakfast clubs that start at 6.
Well, that's all I can only tell you from my experience, Mike. That's been out, Mike has.
Well, you shouldn't be doing... if you're running a school, you should not be running a breakfast club from 6 o'clock because the parents don't deserve to have that as a free service. That's not part of the deal.
I agree.
Well, then you shouldn't do it, then.
I agree, but I wasn't the head. Anyway, then from kind of 6:30... I'm using up my minute. 6:30 to 7:30, 8 o'clock...
You didn't have to be in for breakfast club, though, did you? Yeah, it was your choice.
But sometimes...
That was your choice, right?
That's an operative word, because...
Well, it's not an operative word. You chose to do it. You didn't have to do it, right?
When there isn't any staff available...
No, you chose to do it, though, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, okay, thanks very much. Look, I've got to run, Sonia. The news is next. Sonia, there's a teacher. She's got a lot to say. Some of it was probably very heartfelt, and I'm very glad that she called. However, I think teachers... as a general rule, shouldn't go on strike. And generally, I would say teachers have a pretty good deal. If you want to have another explanation of that from some other teachers, do by all means call me and let me know. This is Talk TV.
Nationwide, by your side, Talk Radio and Talk TV.